Harper One and Harper Audio present How to Host a Viking Funeral, the case for burning your regrets, chasing your crazy ideas, and becoming the person you're meant to be, by Kyle Sheely. This is the author. This book is dedicated to my wife, Lindsay, who believed in me when I didn't believe in myself, and to the memory of Philip Marsh, who was my friend. Author's note. When I set out to tell this story, I realized that, like any story, there are an infinite number of ways to tell it. This particular tale involves a public art project that had contributions for more than 20,000 people, but that was put together almost entirely by one person, me. In light of that, the decision I had to make was this: do I tell the story of the more than 20,000 submissions, or do I tell the story of my own experience of putting the project together, of reading every one of those submissions and being impacted by them? In the end, I realized that my own story is the only one I can tell. For one thing, the submissions were anonymous, and a great many of them lacked enough context to get a clear picture of what the story actually was. When someone wrote that they regret not telling him to stop, there are a number of things they could have meant. And while I have my own theories about which ones are more likely than others, in the end, that probably says more about me than it does about the person who wrote those words. But even if I knew for certain what a submission meant, I didn't know anything about the person who sent it. How old are they? What color is their skin? Where did they grow up and with whom? Are they tall or short? Male, female, or non-binary? Single, married, divorced, or widowed? All of those answers give insight into their stories, and I don't know a single one of them. In light of that, I decided to tell the story as I experienced it. While I do share a good number of the submissions I received, this is ultimately not a book about a quantitative analysis of data. Instead, it's a book about my own experience of wading through those data and what I learned along the way about regret, heartache, and moving on. James Joyce once wrote, "For myself, I always write about Dublin, because if I can get to the heart of Dublin, I can get to the heart of all the cities of the world. In the particular is contained the universal." My hope is that in the particulars of my story, you will find something universal, something that connects to your own life, something to remind you that in the end, we are not so different, you and I. One more word of caution before we get started. You should know that this is going to get weird. This story involves multiple Viking funerals, thousands of square feet of cardboard, and enough hot glue to supply your mother-in-law's craft night for the rest of time. Not to mention an in-depth analysis of which human names are appropriate for dogs, a metaphor about a trash compactor, and two separate stories about the same Billy Joel song. But it also involves regret, self-doubt, insecurity, and ultimately, redemption. Or something like that. So buckle up, friend. It's about to get bumpy. Section 1. One Viking ship leads to another.
Worrying about what others think of me.
Insecurity.
Failure.
Not taking chances.
Self-doubt.
Giving up on myself.
Being too scared to try new things.
Fear of making the wrong decision.
Fear of being judged.
Letting past failures determine next steps.
Not knowing what to do.
Doubting myself.
Fear of embarrassment.
The fear of failing and disappointing people.
Worrying about things I have no control over.
Chapter 1. How this whole thing got started. This book is about a crazy idea I had to build and burn a giant Viking ship, the journey I went on, both internally and externally, to make that happen, and what I learned about myself and humanity in the process. But before I tell you about that Viking ship, I have to tell you about another one. As I mentioned in the author's note, there are multiple Viking ships in this story. Because while this probably won't ever make any real sense to a sane person, at least this way you'll understand a little bit of how this whole thing got started. In May 2016, I turned 30 years old. A few weeks prior to that, my mom asked if I was planning on doing anything special to celebrate the milestone. Since my parents live in the country, she suggested that I could have a bonfire on their property. I thought about this for a few days, then called to let her know I would not be having a birthday party after all. Instead, I would have a funeral to mourn the death of my 20s. My mother, naturally, thought this was absurd. "Is this your idea of a quirky party theme?" she asked. "What, are you going to have everyone dress in black and you'll have a coffin for them to put their gifts inside?" "No, Mom," I laughed. "That would be creepy. I'm not having a regular funeral for my 20s. I'm having a Viking funeral." She sighed. "Why are you so weird?" I took that to mean that she was still on board with me having the event at her house. The next person I had to convince was my wife, Lindsay. I waited until the kids were in bed, then sidled up next to her on the couch where she was scrolling through Instagram. "So, I've been thinking about my birthday," I said, handing her a glass of wine. She put her phone down and gave me a suspicious look. "What?" I said, feigning innocence. "I can already tell you're up to something," she said, accepting the wine, but still looking wary. "Well, I had this idea that instead of a birthday party, I could have a Viking funeral for my 20s, I began.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?